The saddest thing. The saddest thing I've ever seen was a child's tear resting on a weather-worn tombstone. The afternoons when it would rain, I'd make my way to the cemetery just to see how it fared among the dappled leaves and wind-blown things of winter. I found myself remembering her name during conversations with other women. They'd mention their children, and I'd think of that little girl and the way a shimmering crown stayed affixed without the use of pins. How even the rainiest day couldn't remove an arc of light above her head. Her row of stars embedded where I imagined once the softest flaxen hair. The saddest thing I've ever seen was the look on someone's face when they knew I was going to report bad news. The way they turned this way and that, hoping I wouldn't care about the hollowness in their eyes. As if I expected something thoughtful to ricochet back from them to me, propelling us both to a better place. There's a kind of arrogance in saying, "It's going to be fine." Or maybe an impassive grace. I've left a penny in one spot a few hours at a time, hoping I'd return to find it. A good omen, if so, proving chance can be planned wherever you go. I keep a buggy full of dolls beside my fax machine, though the wheels have lost their spin, a small pram that can't be moved, carrying porcelain babies, each with a bow under her chin, who never weep despite the lockdown on a bed of blue. "Don't cry," they say, bonnets all tied, tiny darlings from years gone by. The saddest thing I've ever seen was the way those dolls stared when I ignored their unblinking eyes. "Don't cry," they'd say, with hair long mussed, to the sound of a letterpress disrupting their sleep. "Don't cry," they'd say, with no one to hold them, wearing tattered clothes from their bedded cave. "Don't cry," they'd say, when that tiara fell one January morning beside my mother's grave.